was crowded. He threaded his way through a maze of tree trunk legs to the bar, barked sharply, and dropped Gaspode on the floor. He looked expectant. The buzz of conversation stopped.
"It that laddie," said a troll. "What he want?"
Gaspode wandered groggily to the nearest troll and tugged politely at a trailing strip of rusty chainmail.
"Excuse me," he said.
"He bloody intelligent dog," said another troll, idly kicking Gaspode aside. "I see him in a click yesterday. He can play dead and count up to five."
"That two more than you can, then."
This got a round of laughter. By troll standards, this was Oscar Wilde at his best.
"No, shut up. I reckon," said the first troll, "he's trying to tell us something."
"Excuse me.
You've only got to look at the way he's leaping about and barking."
"That right. I saw him in this click. He's showing people where to find lost children in caves." "Excuse me."
A troll brow wrinkled.
"To eat him, you mean?"
"No, to bring him outside."
"What, like for a barbecue sort of thing?"
"Excuse me."
Another foot caught Gaspode on the side of his bullet head.
"Could be he found some more. Look at the way he's running backwards and forwards to the door. He's one clever dog."
"We could go and look," said the first troll. "Good idea. It seems like ages since I had my tea."
"Listen, you're not allowed to eat people in Holywood. It'd get us a bad name. Also, Silicon Anti-Defamation League be down on you like a ton of rectangular building things."
"Yeah, but could be a reward or something."
"Excuse me."
"Right. Also, big improvement for troll image vis-a-vis public relations if we find lost children."
"And even if we don't, we can eat the dog, right?"
The bar emptied, leaving only the usual clouds of smoke, cauldrons of molten troll drinks, Ruby idly scraping the congealed lava off the mugs, and a small, weary, moth-eaten dog. The small, weary, moth-eaten dog thought hard about the difference between looking and acting like a wonder dog and merely being one. It said, "Booger." Victor remembered being frightened of tigers when he was young. In vain did people point out that the nearest tiger was 3,000 miles away. He'd say, "Is there any sea between where they live and here?" And people would say, "Well, no, but..." And he'd say, "Then it's just a matter of distance." Darkness was the same thing. All dreadful dark places were connected by the nature of darkness itself. Darkness was everywhere, all the time, just waiting for the lights to go out. Just like the dungeon dimensions, really. Just waiting for reality to snap. He held on to Ginger.
"You needn't," she said. "I've got a grip on myself now."
"Oh, good," he said weakly.
"The trouble is, so have you."
He relaxed.
"Are you cold?" she said.
"A bit. It's very clammy down here."
"Is it your teeth I can hear chattering?"
"Who else's? No," he added hurriedly, "don't even think about it."
"You know," she said after a while, "I don't remember anything about tying you up. I'm not even very good at knots."
"These were pretty good," said Victor.
"I just remember the dream. There was this voice telling me that I must wake the sleeping man."
Victor thought of the armored figure on the slab.
"Did you get a good look at it?" he said. "What was it like?"
"I don't know about tonight," said Ginger cautiously, "but in my dreams, it's always looked a bit like my Uncle Oswald."
Victor thought of a sword taller than he was. You couldn't parry a slash from something like that. It had cut through anything. Somehow it was hard to think of anything looking like an Oswald with a sword like that.
"Why does he remind you of your Uncle Oswald?" he said.
"Because my Uncle Oswald lay quite still like that. Mind you, I only ever saw him once, and that was at his funeral."
Victor opened his mouth, and there were distant, blurred voices. A few stones moved. A voice a little closer now trilled,
"Hello, little children. This way, little children."
"That's Rock," said Ginger.
"I'd know that voice anywhere," said Victor. "Hey, Rock, it's me, Victor."
There was a worried pause. Then Rock's voice bellowed,
"It my friend Victor.